You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government announced that Auckland will remain at alert level 4 and the rest of the country at alert level 2 until at least Tuesday the 21st of September at 11:59. Alert levels will be reviewed again on Monday the 20th of September. A common concern circulating at the moment is that New Zealand's vaccination rates are just not high enough to run the risk of a Delta outbreak without a lockdown. People are saying that the vaccination rollout didn't happen fast enough and that vaccination rates need to increase quickly to protect our population and, of course, our vulnerable communities, such as Māori, Pacifica and immunocompromised people. This morning, I spoke with Dr. Diane Sikapaltonu, who works at the University of Otago, Wellington, as an immunologist. She's also the head of the Pacific Office and a senior lecturer in pathology and molecular medicine. And I talked to her about her position on the government's alert level announcement yesterday. We also talk about the progress of the vaccination rollout and whether enough support has been given to Pacific and Māori communities. Here is Diane now.
I think this was the right decision at this time, and it was encouraging to know that we'd have another week to get on top of some of the issues that still need to be resolved, and thinking in particular of the need to get more people vaccinated and to do so quickly, and particularly in the Auckland region, and also to ensure that that our testing numbers for COVID-19 have increased as well, in an effort to try and get to the bottom of some of these mystery cases which had been worrying people, or the unlinked cases which may pose problems if they continue to emerge and if they persist over time.
You mentioned keeping vaccination rates going up. A criticism that's been popping up a lot recently is that our vaccination rates simply haven't been high enough. And it feels like, obviously, now that we've got Delta, that pushes on. What is your thoughts on the progress of the vaccine rollout so far?
Oh, look, great question, Jemima, and I do acknowledge that we were slow to get going with the vaccination rollout in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and that the Delta variant of the SARS-CoV-2 virus sadly got into our country and into our communities at a time when our vaccination rates were still too low. So in order to get on top of this and to keep everyone safe, we need our vaccination rates to increase, and what has been really encouraging, Jemima, is that in response to repeated calls for Pacific-tailored and Pacific-targeted approaches and support for the vaccination rollout, that the government did respond to this and provide additional funding to help really get that off the ground in a way that has been really pleasing to see. And we've had some amazing examples over the past couple of weeks in particular of some community-driven and Pacific-led, Pacific and Māori-led initiatives and activities and events where Pacific and Māori people have been able to come and with their whānau and get vaccinated. So about a third of the country has had a double dose of the vaccine thus far, but that is still too low. We need to get those numbers right up.
Now, I just wanted to touch on something that you mentioned before and talk a little bit about the support that's been offered for Pacific and Māori communities when it comes to the vaccine rollout. I know you mentioned some funding from the government that has been able to support that, and then also some community initiatives that have taken place to encourage more people within those communities to get vaccinated. How do you feel like that's going? Are enough Pacific and Māori people getting vaccinated at the moment?
I'm so encouraged and really pleased with the activity that has taken place, particularly over the past couple of weeks. And this has been amazing to see our communities come together and for a purpose. And this is one thing that maybe people don't know about our Pacifica peoples, and that is we have the potential to mobilise really well for a particular cause. And that's exactly what we've seen. To be fair, there was actually quite a bit of work that was going on behind the scenes by our Pacific leaders, our Pacific health workforce, our Pacific health providers, community leaders, church leaders, family members, everyone trying to do their part to keep our community safe. There've actually been a number of these Pacific Rim Māori led and driven events recently. One in particular was the Golotonga MMT Max Vax event, and that was held in Auckland over 3 days, and they vaccinated nearly, and they vaccinated nearly 4,000 people. And of course there's the Niuean community as well, who've been organising their festival vaccination clinics, and it was just I'm aware also that all the way down in Dunedin, that the Pacific Trust down in Otago have also been doing their part to support Māori and Pacifica vaccination rates to increase. And those are just three examples of many. And so it is dearly hoped that we will see more of this type of approach to helping support people to get vaccinated who might not normally be able to have access. So I guess it was important also to have acknowledgement again that an equity focus to healthcare and healthcare delivery here in Aotearoa New Zealand is very much needed, because for quite a long time we've relied on a quality one-size-fits-all type approach to some of the interventions, et cetera, that have been delivered. However, we know that these don't work very well for our Pacifica and our Māori communities, in that what's needed is an equity focus, i.e. Doing what needs to be done to achieve the outcomes that are needed. And this means doing things like engaging with our people, engaging with our communities to help build trust, working with our Pacifica workforce, reducing barriers for people to come and access healthcare, and in the COVID context, thinking specifically about the need to get testing and get vaccinated, but also ensuring that all of this work is being resourced, and that our Pacifica health workforce in particular is being included at all levels of design, but also implementation for whatever efforts are being pushed.
This time that we've got with the lockdown is the time to make those changes and ensure that those initiatives are being supported, because we don't want vulnerable communities to get left behind when it comes to potentially down the track when vaccination rates are so high that it won't necessarily call for a lockdown.
And so again, it has been incredibly encouraging to have the response from the government that was made in this particular context. And also, Jemima, to point out as well to your listeners that, you know, it was known from the outset that our Pacifica and our Māori communities were particularly vulnerable to being disproportionately affected by COVID-19, and therefore did require prioritisation. So even though we're a bit late to get started on this, I think we're getting there, and that is really promising. And sadly, though, what the COVID-19 situation has also done is really highlighted some of those pre-existing inequities in health for Pacific and Māori that have persisted over decades and over generations. In terms of moving forward, I'm delighted that the government has responded to the need for Pacifica-tailored and targeted approaches and solutions for our Pacifica communities and families. And Jemima would really like to see this also applied to other health area needs for our Pacifica communities, because there are some other areas as well where for our Pacifica people we do remain overrepresented in the adverse health outcomes, and I think especially of diabetes, acute rheumatic fever, rheumatic heart disease, and of course some other conditions as well. So, but it's been great to have a strong response now to help Pacific vulnerable communities become vaccinated, but also just flagging that there are needs also in other for other health conditions for our vulnerable communities as well.
That was Dr. Diane Sika-Pautonu, and University of Otago Wellington immunologist, speaking about the government's alert level announcement yesterday and the impact of the vaccine rollout on vulnerable communities such as the Māori and Pacifica communities.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.